I'm Kelly Burley along with Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, November 12th. And Burns, another big week on the gridiron for the Oklahoma State football team.
Well, you got that right. That was a huge win. Our Cowboys beat the fifth-ranked team in the nation, TCU, and pretty soundly. And hats off to, of course, Mike Gundy and his staff and our great team, as well as the great fans that were there. The place was packed and cheering, and it was just a very exciting day. And the Cowboys are on a roll. There's three to go.
And only one more road game, always a difficult place to play in Ames.
Yeah, of course, that game in 2011, we just lost Kurt Butke and Miranda Cerner, as well as the Brandstetters from Ponca City, in a plane crash, tragic plane crash. And I just think that it was a pall over the team, and they lost in a double overtime. But I'm sure our team's going in with their heads held high, and they're going to take care of business.
And, Burns, let's turn to a special ceremony held Friday on behalf of the latest facility upgrades at OSU.
Yeah, this is kind of a special story. Larry and Kayleen Ferguson met in 1975 at our Dairy Center, which was originally established in the 20s. And their memories of that are so vivid and, of course, pleasant. And they've had such success in business over the years. Larry ran one of the large cheese companies in Wisconsin for many years. They have now made a $2 million gift from the Ferguson Family Foundation to elevate our dairy program at OSU. They have a strong vision to help feed the world, and they really think we can do that if we properly train our scientists and our students. And so this is a real big start. It, with additional contributions, we'll be further renovating the entire center. It'll really help us construct a state-of-the-art area for the production of dairy. And I just want to thank Larry and Kayleen so much for this tremendous leadership gift.
Speaking of facilities, Burns, students are really benefiting from the latest new facility for them.
That's right. The University Commons Residential Life Complex recently held a grand opening. It's kind of a hybrid or a partial throwback to the old-style dorms. For the last few years, we've been building more apartment and suite-type facilities. But the people that actually lived in our old traditional dorms, where they had a communal bathroom and those small rooms, really kind of liked it because they met everybody and they really connected with their fellow students. And so this is a kind of a hybrid of that that style. We had 900 students live in this facility. There are 6 to 8 rooms of floor with a community bathroom. Now this time the showers actually do have doors on them, so there is a modicum of privacy. But with multiple lounges and study rooms that are located on each floor, it'll really encourage connection and community. And so far from the students, their feedback is that they really love it. So it's right there on Hall of Fame, beautiful facility, and, of course, in our traditional Neo-Georgian style.
And finally, Burns, veterans are being celebrated in a big way at OSU this year.
Well, and as they should be. First, I want to thank all the veterans for their service. Of course, yesterday was Veterans Day. We have a Veteran Student Services a department which observed Veterans Day in a number of ways. Displayed on the library lawn are 6,800 flags that represent the number of service members that we've lost in all operations since Operation Iraqi Freedom. Flags are a solemn sight and a touching tribute. I think at last count we had 600 student veterans on campus and almost 200 faculty and staff members who are veterans.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.